What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomatoito Boxing Show, and let's do a brief recap. This shouldn't take long because as entertaining as the card was out in at the Sheffield Arena earlier today, it's Saturday evening, and the card came to a close, and it's something that I'm able to get to this episode. I'm glad I'm able to get to this episode on the same day that the event happened, because it doesn't always play out that way, especially U.S. cards if they're East Coast times or West Coast times. West Coast seems to be starting around 8 p.m. Pacific time. And so the East Coast times usually end up being main events at 11, 12, sometimes even as late as 1 in the morning. If they're Japanese cards, they end up taking place about 4 or 5 in the morning locally. This one, usually UK cards, DAZN will be broadcasting them around 2 p.m. My time. Today it actually came about, I believe the Sandy Ryan-Terry Harper fight was taking place around 3 p.m. And then the main event started maybe about 3:45 to 4 p.m. At the latest, from what I could recall. So early enough to Saturday evening where the big card that I was looking forward to seeing, as I'm sure you were as well, has ended, and it ended in impressive fashion. Dalton Smith, who continues to skyrocket in his career, who many believed that this was a huge step up for him, which it was, and that it was maybe too soon of a step up to the type of level and opposition that that Chon Cepeda, that Jose Cepeda, was. The threat that he possessed, or that he posed, being that he is a seasoned multiple-time title challenger, seasoned veteran, experienced fighter at the highest levels of the super lightweight division. Dalton Smith has passed the test with flying colors. It's easy for people to jump all over this now that the fight ended, and I've been watching comments, and especially on social media, where people are saying that Chon Cepeda was a bum to begin with, that Chon Cepeda was nothing serious, many obviously calling for him to hang him up. And it looks like that's going to be most likely the case, because those are the words that came out of Jose Cepeda leading to the fight, that if he couldn't pull off a victory against the young Dalton Smith, having lost to the young prospect in his very last outing last September against Richardson Hitchens, who was 16-0 at the time, and now he gets the fifth loss of his career against another up-and-coming prospect and soon-to-be title contender in Dalton Smith. And he said if he couldn't pull off a victory, then he would really consider, seriously consider, hanging up the gloves and calling it a career. He's left it all out in the ring. There's nothing else that he needs to do. If he's going to become a gatekeeper, he maybe only has a handful more fights. This is the first time that he was stopped in this fashion. Dalton Smith started a little bit slow. Jose Cepeda looked to be trying to establish his rhythm and the pace in the first round, with Dalton Smith trying to get his legs under him. By round two, it looked like Jose Cepeda etched out the round, in my opinion, did enough to have squeezed the round out and to his favor, but Dalton Smith was starting to turn it on, especially at the close of that second round. By the third round, Jose Cepeda tried to press a little bit and a little bit too much, and tried to press, but was hesitant in pulling the trigger, and Dalton Smith was starting to catch him. And when he was catching Jose Cepeda, he was hurting him. He has a really good jab, Dalton Smith, and that right hand is just full of power right now. He's in a great stage of his career, of his young career, and he's only going to get better. Very impressed with the young Dalton Smith, who by round four started turning it on. Definitely secured round three. Round four was all Dalton Smith, and you were seeing a quickly deteriorating version of Jose Cepeda, especially to close out that fourth round. But you're seeing a veteran in Jose Cepeda who looked the part as if he was going to answer the call and answer the test. He knew that he was being tested. He knew he was in there with a strong puncher, someone who was willing to engage, and he was welcoming that challenge. He answers the bell in the fifth, continues to take the fight to Dalton Smith, and at this point, Dalton Smith had figured out John Cepeda's rhythm. He started timing him perfectly. Cepeda would continue walking forward without throwing much, and that's where Dalton Smith was picking him apart. And right when he felt, it became so evident, because Cepeda was telegraphing everything that he was doing, Smith was reading him perfectly, and right when Cepeda was going to get off, Dalton Smith would lunge in, interrupt this flow, and successfully land power on Cepeda. Completely took him off his rhythm, completely eliminated whatever Cepeda tried to get going in the early rounds. And then came the nasty, strong, powerful body shot by Dalton Smith. Clean shot to the breadbasket. And dropped Cepeda. You see a Cepeda feel the pain, express it, stumble a bit. He got stopped in his tracks, and it was within a matter of like 2 seconds, I think, where you see him stop in his tracks and his body crumbles. He drops to his knees, then falls forward as he's on his knees to his elbows with his head tucked into his gloves, grimacing in pain, and could not answer the count. The referee waves off the fight, and Dalton Smith stole the show out at the Sheffield Arena in the UK. Impressive victory. He is now 16-0 with 12 knockouts, and what a name to add to his resume. This victory, not just adds legitimacy to the work that he's putting together and the career that he's putting together, but it definitely launches him into new levels. He called out, Dalton Smith calls out Adam Azim, who there's been a lot of back and forth, whom was supposed to be the opponent on this night, but they could not come to an agreement. Yet the back and forth continues in a battle of disdain and back and forth smack talk between two fellow countrymen. Adam Azim is a young, flashy, elusive fighter out in the UK who currently holds the European title for the 140-pound division. Dalton Smith expressed during the post-fight in-ring interview that that's the title that he's looking for, while Eddie Hearn expressed that he would like to shoot Dalton Smith up for a world title. A little bit of a mixed messaging between the two, but if Dalton Smith wants that European title and that's a dream of his, that's possibly and more likely what they're going to seek. And I believe that that's the right step for Dalton Smith to get the European title around his waist and collect that and move on to maybe an IBO title. At which point he could start not only continue to rise in the ranks or within the ranks for the major sanctioning bodies, but attract more attention, become a better known name, become a more attractive option for the bigger names and the more popular names, the more marketable names at 140. And that's how he would get himself into a fight with one of the more notable fighters at 140. I think that's the exact plan that he should execute, chasing the European title. That's going to be a tough fight against Adam Asim, who is 11-0 with 8 knockouts to his record, and the current European champ, the EBU European champ at 140. I think that would be the correct route. And that would be a good fight and a marketable fight out in the UK. One that local fans would definitely get behind. And it'd be interesting for us that are across the pond to witness that, because now we're going to be witnessing another future star, whoever comes out victorious out of that showdown. Another name similar to Liam Peril, who has a version of the WBO title at the moment and is one or two fights away from fighting any of the big names like Teo or Subriel or Haney or the winner of Rowley and Cruz. Teo and Liam Peril would be an amazing fight. Subriel and Liam Peril were supposedly in talks. Not sure what happened there. But Liam Peril is a real threat at 140 pounds and a really, really good fighter with good ring generalship and good IQ. Solid IQ at that. Solid Australian fighter. And the best Australian fighter at 140 pounds right now. At least representing that country in that division. Congratulations to Dalton Smith. And to Jose Cepeda, congratulations as well. Because he took the challenge. Back-to-back solid fights. Against two highly touted prospects. He accepted the challenge. He's the older fighter. A passing of the guard. Just like we were talking about in the preview episode. That it seems like it was just a matter of years when all these guys were at the top of the division. Josh Taylor, Jose Ramirez, Ivan Baranchik, Jose Cepeda. Regis Progre. But now we got the passing of the guard with Teo dismantling Josh Taylor, Devin Haney, picking apart Regis Progre, Jack Catterall, who ended up on the wrong side of a decision where many felt that he beat Josh Taylor, did enough to have beat him in their first fight, and here they go in a rematch, and all signs point to Jack Catterall possibly getting the best of Josh Taylor. And here's Chon Cepeda losing to a young prospect last September in Richardson Hitchens, who is on the up and up and climbing up the ranks. And now he takes on another similar challenge in Dalton Smith across the pond and suffers another loss. This is the third loss for Jose Cepeda in four fights. Those being Regis Progre, Hitchens, now Dalton Smith. Nonetheless, congratulations on a solid career. Many fighters never even make it within the top 20 fighters of the country or of the world, for that matter. Many fighters never make it to the top 10 rankings of any of the sanctioning bodies. Many fighters never make it to a simple title contention of one of the lesser known titles, because there's millions of titles, it seems like, out there. So for Cepeda to have reached the levels of getting an opportunity to have been a three-time title challenger at 135 and twice at 140, to have been in some big fights and have been part of many great highlights in his heyday, congratulations to a great career. And now he belongs to the resume of Dalton Smith, most recently, a prospect that is quickly proving that he's not just all hype, but that he's a solid fighter. He's a young, solid fighter that's up and coming. And just imagine if we get to see Dalton Smith and Richardson Hitchens. Eddie Hearn is backing both. Just imagine if we get to see that fight, maybe one or two fights away, if they both continue on this path and remain undefeated. That would be a huge, huge fight. And a very important one for the 140-pound division. Very impressed with this young man who now gets his 16th victory, the 12th knockout under his belt, and is going to be looking for the European title. On the undercard, Campbell Hatton, son of legendary Ricky Hatton, suffers the first defeat of his career against James Flint. This was his opportunity to get a title that his dad once held. And Jimmy Flint outpunched him, outworked him. Campbell Hatton, stamina became somewhat part of the narrative down the stretch. And Flint retained his Commonwealth British title at this very same division, 140 pounds. So that's another fighter who is not on the same trajectory as Dalton Smith, but it would be another interesting fight if Dalton Smith and James Flint had a chance to meet one another in the ring. Good, solid fighter, not at the level of Dalton Smith. I really feel that Dalton Smith, the step up that he's had in his resume, is even better than that of Adam Azim, even though Azim has some decent opposition, especially in his last three fights. It's not at the level of what Dalton Smith has been experiencing. And I like to contradict what the naysayers and the haters and the people commenting about Jose Cepeda. I like to contradict that, because I think Jose Cepeda has had a very good career and was one of the top contenders just a few years ago in this very division, and has been a hell of a fighter. Sandy Ryan stops Terry Harper in her tracks. Terry Harper does not answer the bell. In the fourth round, Sandy Ryan retains her WBO title and is possibly going to be looking to fight for the vacant WBC title at welterweight. Maybe look for a big payday fight with Michaela Mayer and defend her title once again. But she expressed after the fight that she's looking to unify the division and become undisputed, if possible. And her options are wide open. She could unify against Natasha Jonas, who expressed herself that she only has a couple more fights left in her career, This would be a huge fight between Sandy Ryan and Natasha Jonas. Sandy Ryan wants to run it back with Jessica McCaskill after that draw that took place out in Orlando last year. Or a big payday fight with Michaela Mayer with her defending her title once again. Maybe even fighting for the vacant WBC title. That might be one that the WBC could get behind Michaela Mayer and sanction. Then she could get a chance at any which route that she picks would translate to a unification belt for her. So congrats to Sandy Ryan, who continues on her winning ways. Too much power for Terry Harper. And that was the story of that fight. Many exchanges between the two, but the experienced Harper just didn't have the firepower to compete with Sandy Ryan. And Sandy Ryan retains. Great card out of the Sheffield Arena. Overall, entertaining. And it was well worth the watch. And we now have a new contender at 140 pounds who, if you thought he was all hype or you still believe he's all hype, then just keep an eye on him. Let's see how his career continues to develop. Because I really feel that he's been answering the call each time that they've stepped him up. And he continues to improve. We didn't see any huge improvement today, especially how we were breaking it down in the preview episode. He's starting to perfect his style of being precise, calculated. And rather than seeing these big leaps from one fight to the next in changes or improvements, we're seeing consistency, which is translating to his ring IQ improving each time out. He's reading the pace, he's reading the rhythm, he's reading his opponents very well, and utilizing the ring very, very well, conserving energy while delivering the necessary firepower to stop his opponents and leave them in their tracks. Very impressed with young Dalton Smith, and I hope you were too, and I'd like to hear from you. Let me know if you think that the next matchup should be Adam Azim for the European title. Or if he should seek elsewhere. Maybe Jimmy Flint, who was on the undercard. Or maybe he could go against Zankosh Tuuroff, who's the current IBO champion at 140 pounds. 28-0. 20 knockouts, Kazakh fighter, based out of Florida and training out of Florida. 28-0 with 20 knockouts, strong, strong fighter who holds the IBO title. And that would be a stiff test for the young Dalton Smith, and an interesting one for the 140-pound division, and it'd be a stiff test in the same respect for Tuuroff. Very interesting matchup. Those would be decent climb-ups for him. Since they've been putting him on the fast track, don't start messing with his career now and giving him tune-ups or stay busy fights, because you're going to destroy the ascension of Dalton Smith. He's answering each and every challenge right now and passing those tests with flying colors. I'd like to hear from you guys. Maybe you guys have a different opponent that you'd like to see him against. I'd like to know who that is. And we continue pushing forward. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. And salud. From yours truly, have yourselves a great night. Take care.